From Memorial Gym, Tennessee, a winner tonight, 76-63 over the Commodores. We're joined by the head coach, Kevin Stallings. This was a tough night from the beginning. Just give us some thoughts on this one.
Well, I thought early on we had some shots that you know, usually go in, layups, putbacks, open jumpers, and we missed them, and we got on a string of missing them. And I thought I think maybe we were unnerved to begin with, but I think that further unnerved us, and we spent the rest of the night trying to find some kind of offensive plan that would give us a chance, and it just didn't happen for us, and guys played hard, and you look down and it's a shock that we would out rebound them, I think, but our guys tried hard, but we just. We just were not very good on the offensive end tonight.
And early in that first half, Chisholm came in off the bench. He hit those two threes back-to-back, and that really sort of catapulted everything, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, and gave them a lot of momentum and gave them confidence and gave them the kind of beginning that they were certainly searching for. And it knocked us back on our heels, and we spent the rest of the night playing in a catch-up mode. And every time, you know, we get a chance to cut it to six, they're pretty late. We miss the front end of a one-on-one, and we get a chance to – you know, cut into it a little bit more at another point, and we missed another one-on-one, and we missed open shots. And then in the second half, defensively, they just got to our rim too much. And so it was just not a good night. We didn't play well, and it's very disappointing. I know our fans are disappointed, and I'm sorry to them. I'm sorry for my players. We just didn't play like you have to play to beat an experienced good team, and that's what Tennessee is.
You know, we were talking on the broadcast. You know, you go to the locker room at halftime, you've shot 18%, and you're down eight. I mean, it could have been far worse than that. You had to feel like things were still very much in reach.
Well, if we could just make a run, if we could ever get and make a run, you know, we had a wide open three at the end of the half that we shot an air ball on. It was kind of typical of our night. We run down, we get good penetration, we kick it, and we miss a wide open, you know, wide open three, shot an air ball, which would have cut it to five and really give us some momentum. You know, it would have been incredible to be down five the way we played in the first half. Yeah. But then they came out and started the second half. We started scoring a little bit, but we could just never get anything going consistently enough on offense. That was just the story of the night.
We'll have more with the coach right after this. Tough night at Memorial as Tennessee wins over Vanderbilt 76-63. We continue with Coach Kevin Stallings. Talk about George Drake tonight, because, you know, you could see he had a little spark in the second half, tried to get you guys back in this thing almost on his own.
Yeah, George played aggressively and played well, and hadn't been for him, we'd have been in deep, deep trouble. We were in deep enough trouble the way it was, but George played very well, and I was really proud of him. He came in and competed, and he was aggressive, and he wasn't tentative, and which is what we were trying to ask for from everybody. What can we do here to get this thing going? And George really gave us a spark and probably played his best game of the season.
I know you had talked about you want Tennessee to play defense, you know, in the half court, make them play. And were the guys tentative to shoot the basketball sometimes instead of just, you know, because you wanted to make them play defense for some time?
I think what happened was we just missed some shots early. And that drove the tentativeness and we were getting good shots, particularly early in the game, and when we missed them, I think that created us, really created some tentativeness and so it's one of those snowballs, Joe. We start off poorly and they start off well, and then we spend the rest of the night and so now your margin for error is way down and so it was just a bad offensive night for us and not a great defensive night either, but certainly a bad offensive night.
I was going to ask you about that now, because you had that defensive second half against Mississippi State. Now, granted, they hit some really tough shots, but 63%. Now tonight, Tennessee, 50% or so. How concerned are you about, for lack of a better word, a little slippage defensively after playing so well through most of the season?
Well, you know, again, we'll find out about ourselves defensively as we go along here in the conference season. I think it's easy to build up some gaudy numbers when you play in the non-conference. So we'll just have to see what our defense is really made of here. Tennessee's a tough team for us to match up with, but That's got to be, you know, that's got to be what we do. We got to be solid defensively, and we got to be good defensively every night. And like you said, in the second half over at, in Starkville, we weren't, and we weren't really either half tonight. We just, but anyway, you know, it's tough when you put your defense in that kind of a jam, to where, you know, your offense is struggling so much that your defense, you just feel like you got to get stops every time.
Can't afford to
exactly, play, yeah. And that's where we were tonight.
Nice to put Charles in there and have him hit a big shot for you. It's not. I love seeing a guy come off the bench. You're looking for offense, and he gives you something.
Well, he went in and banged one in. I was hoping he'd hit some more, and he didn't really get another chance. But Charles is a great kid and a guy that doesn't get a lot of playing time. But when he does, he always knows what he's supposed to do, and he's got a real high basketball IQ, he's very typical of a lot of guys on our team with great attitudes. And a guy that's got a very much of a team first attitude.
Interesting week, a Tuesday game, now a Sunday game for you.
Well, we will welcome the time, and hopefully we can get better offensively and get back to some of those things that were making us really good defensively, and see if we can't play a little better Sunday.
All right, Coach.
Thanks.
We'll have more right after this.